Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Real talk, today's issues. 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative.
All right, it's going to be a huge college football weekend. I don't know what you're planning to do tomorrow, but I told my wife, don't schedule anything for me. At 11 a.m., I'm going to be in front of a TV somewhere. Watching this Mizzou-Alabama game, because it should be a good one. The line is down to like 2.5 now, I think. I can't swear to that. No, I think that was yesterday. It was 3.5. At one point it was 7, and then it dropped immediately when the bets started coming in. So it's Alabama's favored by about 2.5 points at Missouri. That shows you even Vegas is rarely wrong about those things. I don't know how they do it. It's enough to make you think sometimes it's fixed. I'm not suggesting that it is. But when they tell me that somebody's favored in a basketball game by 3 points and they win by 3 points, you think to yourself, how in the hell did they know that it was going to be that close? I've never been able to figure out how they do those odds in Vegas. I don't get it. All I know is that I'll be rooting for Mizzou tomorrow, and hopefully they can pull off. It will be an upset. It'll be the biggest victory Mizzou's had in many years, and it will justify their argument that they're a playoff team this year if they can get this win over Alabama. No doubt about it. Much bigger deal for Missouri than it is Alabama. I think Alabama could potentially lose this game and maybe still make the playoffs. And there's no way Mizzou could, I don't think. So I know where I'll be tomorrow. Let's check in with Nicole Murray, please. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
Good morning. Better than I was, that's for sure.
Better than you. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. Yes, so yes. What are you doing the rest of the morning?
The rest of the morning, I have to go dress shopping later today.
Well, no, I'm just talking about like the next hour or two. I may just keep you on here as a co-host because my buddy Dan Buck is off today. We're supposed to have somebody filling in. They got sick. Our normal traffic person's taking the day off. I mean, it's just me and Ethan hanging out in here this morning.
I'd love to be your co-host. I feel like we have so much fun when we have
you. I would agree with that. We'll just keep Nicole on the line when we're done this morning. How about that?
There you go.
We can do that.
That's awesome. Check will be in the mail, too, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. Hold my breath for that one.
That and a free T-shirt. You know, it's about what you get from us around here.
I'll take it.
What's going on out there?
All right. Futures are slightly higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 243. The NASDAQ down 18. The S&P 500 also down 18. Good news for travelers, truck drivers, and fresh popcorn enjoyers. The world's largest Wally's is officially coming to Independence, Missouri. The Independence City Council unanimously approved plans for a Wally's to be built just off the intersection of Interstate 70 and Noland Road. Democrats and Republicans have rejected competing bills for the 7th time yesterday, continuing the partial government shutdown. The Senate will leave town until Tuesday, meaning the government shutdown will not be resolved this week. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said it is opening an investigation into nearly 2.9 million Tesla vehicles equipped with its full self-driving system after more than 50 reports of traffic safety violations and a series of crashes. The agency said it has reports of Tesla vehicles using FSD driving through red lights and driving against the proper direction of travel during a lane change. Levi Strauss is raising its prices, which is helping the denim maker post better than expected profits. The jean company said its decision to increase the price of certain items has not led to a drop in demand. Levi beat Wall Street's quarterly expectations on the top and bottom lines and raised its full year guidance. Economists have estimated that the number of Americans filing new applications for unemployment benefits increased again last week, hinting at some early layoffs of contractors related to the government shutdown. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits allegedly rose to a seasonally adjusted 235,000 for the week ending October 4th. And finally, an International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health study says that working out in cold rooms can burn up to 20% more calories.
Cold rooms. Is that what you said? Like,
yes.
My wife, it may even be up at this hour driving to hot yoga. Have you ever done that?
I've heard of it. I've never done it. I've never tried it.
That sounds miserable to me. I mean,
sounds kind of gross, too.
I've done yoga, and it's obviously a workout, but to do it in 95 or 100 degrees, they've got one instructor, according to what she tells me, that everybody looks at the schedule and tries to avoid her because she'll turn the heat up to like 104 in the room.
Oh my gosh.
And they come out of there smelling ripe. I'm just guessing.
I mean, I do enjoy, though, when I'm done with a workout, I do enjoy, like, being sweaty, and it's like, oh, yeah, like, I accomplished something.
Well, you feel like you accomplished something, but if the temperature's 104, you could do nothing and sweat, right?
Also true.
Thank
you. It's a little bit of a detox, though.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I tell you, the coolest thing I did when I was in Budapest a couple weeks ago, we went to a public bathhouse over there.
Interesting.
Which was really cool. It's been around for like 100 years. It's on a natural spring, hot spring, and you can go from the medium warmth pool, like it's in the, you know, 92, 93 degrees, and then you go into one that's like 95 or 96, and
oh.
Then you go into a steam room, and you're supposed to sit in there for 5 minutes, and then you come out and you jump into a hot tub that is cold, like it's supposed to shock the system. And it was fantastic. We all did it like
really?
Twice or three times in the series of it. It was really cool.
I would have thought the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cold, wet, like the cold water was like, oh no, like
no. Apparently, it's a thing, isn't it? I interviewed an MMA fighter last year who does the cold challenge every morning. He goes in his backyard and gets in a tub of cold water. Supposed to be
Joe Rogan
shocked at the
really
system.
Push that thing.
Oh yeah,
wow.
The cold bass. Yeah.
Hey, I do have a question about one of your earlier stories.
Tell me
about the world's largest Wally's. Have you ever been to a Wally's?
I haven't.
Have you ever been to a Bucky's?
Nope.
Do they have those anywhere on the East Coast?
Nope, it's Quick Check, it's Wawa over here.
So, like Bucky's, Wally's is the biggest gas station / store that you can imagine. I mean, it's almost like a half-size Walmart with gas pumps out front. It's huge. And they've already got one down along I-44 between here and Springfield. And I'm wondering to myself, if somebody's claiming to have the largest Wally's, how much bigger could it get?
It's
you
that
can,
big?
You could buy,
they're pretty big.
You can buy clothing in there. You can buy wall hangings in there. You can buy toys in there. You can buy any kind of food you could imagine. And then the other half of it is just like a regular convenience store with cold drinks on the wall and all that stuff. So it's crazy.
Wow. Well, I'll have to try it one day when I come out and visit you,
you
guys.
You should, keep, yeah.
Going to keep speaking it until it is into existence.
I wish we could get you out here for our anniversary party on the 23rd. That would be a, that'd be a good time. So.
Oh, I have a wedding.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shocker. Is that why you're going dress shopping this afternoon?
Yes, I'm the worst shopper. It's just like you got to try it on and then you got to show your mom. And
my daughter and wife had to go homecoming dress shopping yesterday because they waited till the last minute. And
yeah.
I probably shouldn't be saying this on the radio. And the dance is tomorrow. And she was unhappy with every dress that they had found up until now.
Oh, so she did find one.
She did find one, but I think she kind of settled, to be honest.
Oh, really? Because I was going to say, sometimes those last-minute finds, they're golden.
Doesn't look to me like there's but about a yard of material involved in the whole thing, so I don't know how picky you could be. But that's a dad speaking, so yeah.
You're doing great.
Thank you. Hey, good luck shopping today, Nicole. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a good weekend. Nicole Murray there joining us this morning. I was kidding her about hanging around, but she's great. And she lives up in New Jersey, so we're going to have to figure out a time maybe to get her down here. I don't know if you know, Gordon Deal is like the guy she works with on the overnight show there is the voice of the Giants, I think.
I think so. I thought it was the Giants.
I think he's the, like, just like John Hewlett, the U-Man, does at Busch Stadium for the Cardinals. He's the guy that I think Andy Banker did it for the Rams, the one who announces it's third down and 4 yards to go on the Rams' 39-yard line. The guy inside the stadium announces that. So I think Gordon Deal does that for the Giants up in New York, which is pretty cool. Pretty cool side gig, right? For what? How many home games do they have? If there's 12 or 13 games total, six of those are going to be home games?
Six or seven, yeah.
Yeah. That wouldn't be a bad gig.
I always wanted John Hewlett's job. I thought that would be the coolest job ever to be the Bush announcer.
And he's still doing it.
Oh, like, I know.
He's basically retired now, but you still hear him all the time doing stuff he's got recorded over there. That's pretty cool. Great guy. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to another news. Ethan and I are going to handle that. We're going to get Drew Young in the studio with us today to talk it over. Next hour, Congressman Eric Burleson. Can't wait to hear what he's got to say about that conflict between Mike Lawler and Hakeem Jeffries in the halls of Congress yesterday. We'll get to all that and more for you coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.